coming at you from inside a hermetically sealed biocontainment unit as to not get Ebola. It's Obsessive Comics Disorder! That's right. It's time for OCD 65. This is the show where we make fun of the geeky things we obsess over. My name's Chris Renshaw. I'm your host. And that guy over there, that's Philip.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is Sunday. It is, more importantly, it's Walking Dead night. All right?
Walking Dead night.
We're just going to put that out
Walking
there.
Walking Dead night. Walking Dead night. Walking Dead night.
Walking Dead night.
I was trying to do it in the football. Football.
Football.
Football. People are like, I'm watching Sunday night football. I'm like, I'm watching Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Okay.
Or it will be.
I don't know. Did my team play? We probably already lost.
The Redskins?
Yeah, we probably already lost.
I know it was on earlier because I was pressure washing the sister-in-law's house.
Uh-huh.
When I came inside, she had just left the TV on and the game was running. Yeah. It's October 19th, 2014.
Woo!
Woo!
It's almost Halloween.
It is almost Halloween. We will have one more show before Halloween.
That's right. And Halloween's on a Friday.
Friday!
So awesome!
Yeah. Ash and I are, I think, this is the first year I think we're doing a couple's costume.
Oh, sweet. I still need one or both of you. I still need design help with my costume.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Did we ever say on here what we're doing?
I know what I'm doing.
No, I'm saying, did you ever say on here?
Oh, what? I don't know. I'm going to be a pumpkin spice latte for Halloween.
Because white girls.
Because you know the ladies love pumpkin spice lattes.
White girls love some pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, hey, we won.
Yay! Well, I guess any girls like it. I'm not going to be racist.
I was about to say, like, whoa, man. Does not discriminate. Okay?
Oh, God. So, are you interested in hearing what's been going, what people are geeking about?
What are people geeking out about this week, man?
Here is what people are geeking out about. So, for DC started off the week. They announced 9 new movies coming out in the next couple of years.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Do we have that many characters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Starting with like a Wonder Woman movie, you got a Justice League Part 1 movie.
Okay.
Then a Justice League Part 2 and some Flash and other stuff. This is in 2017, all the way out to like a Cyborg movie in 2020 and a new Green Lantern movie after that doesn't even have a date yet. But of course, they have to kind of plan out all these movies this far. To give their directors time to finish their internships at Marvel. I could have made the joke that they haven't made a date on the Green Lantern movie yet to give us more time to forget the old Green Lantern movie.
Yeah, I was like,
that was the easy joke that I already saw on Twitter.
Now, I thought it was an okay movie.
It was okay, but the problem, it was...
Personally, I'm a Green Lantern guy.
Green Lantern too, but I just think it was written wrong. Like, I thought the people in it were great.
Yeah.
But they took what could have been 3 movies worth of stuff and crammed it into one.
Slam it into one. Yeah, it was so rushed.
I've said this before. Green Lantern would have been a much better movie if movie one was... Green Lantern learning his powers and stuff. Maybe the Hector Hammond bit. But like most of the first Green Lantern should have been in space.
Yeah.
Then maybe movie 2 is either Hector Hammond or him coming back to Earth or movie 2 should have been Parallax.
Okay.
And then movie 3 should have been Sinestro getting the yellow ring.
That would actually work.
That's what it should have been.
They did. They crammed
but
it.
But no, let's take all of that into one movie. Yeah.
Time compress it down to what, an hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah, I know, right?
I can't. Yes.
But speaking of Marvel, it was announced earlier in the week, or you know, also that Robert Downey Jr. is going to have a big part in Captain America 3.
Okay.
This led to like all kinds of rumors that I've seen some backing. I don't know if we haven't seen an official word, but there's been a lot of talk that the movie's going to start a big, huge Civil War event.
I have heard that.
Yeah. An event that will shake the movie universe and probably allow Marvel to reboot characters with some cheaper actors.
Oh. That which is really because
like for instance, to appear in Captain America 3, Robert Downey Jr. is getting $40 million.
We're gonna time how long his role is on screen. All right, when Captain America 3 comes out,
it's supposed to be like a significant role. Like it's not just a cameo.
Okay,
like
gotcha.
It's like Black Widow in the. Did you ever see the second movie?
Captain America?
Yeah.
No, still haven't seen the second movie.
Okay.
I'm slacking.
Yeah.
Do you own it yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the one that has the DVD copy. I bought it on Blu-ray.
Okay. Well, I have a Blu-ray player.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a Blu-ray disc drive.
Oh, that's right. That plugs in, right?
Yeah. Maybe my newish, rebuilt-ish type
computer. That's right,
because
your old computer wouldn't do it.
Oh, God, the old computer missed me.
You bought one, and then your new computer couldn't handle it.
Uh-huh.
So we were talking about Walking Dead.
Yes.
The new season of Walking Dead premiered this week as well. We saw lots of, you know, paranoid people, diseased corpses. Oh, wait. Maybe I'm just thinking of all the Ebola coverage on CNN.
That is CNN. I've been watching that, too.
And then lastly...
Because I was kind of puzzled when I was like, why'd Walking Dead premiere on Wednesday? Isn't it a Sunday show? I don't get it.
Where's Rick? I don't see Rick.
Exactly.
Dude, are they going on a new... Are they taking the heroes route and going...
Why is that guy not in a hazmat uniform?
This week also saw the announcement of brand new iPads.
Woohoo!
That my wife wasted no time telling me I can't have. Which only made me want to look into one more.
Exactly.
In all seriousness, though, I am not... I'm just going to put this out there. Not interested in the new iPads at all. I'm perfectly happy with... I don't even use this that much.
Your like, micro maxi over there?
My iPad mini here, basically, its main usage is what it's doing right now. And that music you're playing, that's coming off the iPad.
It's running the soundboard.
I got Boss Jock Studio over here, which is a great app. I'm glad I bought it. Mainly because I can load in clips. All the old thing, the soundboard I was using, Soundbite app, it was just a pain to get music in and out of it. But this, like, when I hit a thing, I can load it from my music library. I can record stuff straight from it. I can upload stuff from Dropbox or iTunes or even over Wi-Fi.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Whereas the other one, it was like I had to do this. I had to load it into a playlist, then sync the playlist to get it on my iPad. Then I had to load it into the thing.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
we're lazy.
I don't know. I don't carry around the iPad as much as I thought I would.
So now is this new iPad, are they going to make it flexible?
No.
All right. We're not going to be able to like wring it up like a paper towel and flip it out and hey, is this on iPad?
But it won't fit in a pocket, so you won't be able to sit on it and break it. Well,
challenge accepted, sir. All right.
This thing right here, this is what gets all the usage, and that would be the brand new iPhone 6.
Woo-woo!
So that's a good transition point. This is what I'm currently obsessing over, is the new iPhone 6 I got. So I finally got it. So remember all the trouble I was talking about on Sunday getting it?
Uh-huh.
So Monday morning, I got up bright and early and went to... because it was a holiday, so I didn't have to work. Got up and got to the Verizon store right at 10 o'clock. I go in, and I got the lady checking you in. And first thing I asked is like, do you have any iPhone 6 64 gigs? I don't care what color. She goes, no. And I was like, womp, womp. Then she goes, but we do have 128 gigs. And I was like, oh, God.
Did the heavens part and that ray of light just came down?
No, that was the uh-oh. Am I gonna get in trouble for this?
You'd be like, hi, sweetie. So guess what I came home with?
Yeah, so I looked at it, and it was only going to cost me like $5 more a phone per month.
Oh, see?
Yeah, so I was like...
What's $5? That's not coming to Subway one day a week.
Yeah, which...
One day a month.
I don't do anyways.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Hey.
I get lonely. I get that longing look out the window. Where's Chris?
I work with a bunch of people that don't like fast food. So whenever we go out, it's like to Mission Barbecue.
Okay.
And I usually...
Well, Mission Barbecue is... It's quick food.
Yeah. Or like Chipotle, which I hate with a passion. But like, I usually don't go out to eat unless I'm going out with the group.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't go to... So the times you see me in there is when I'm just... I need something to eat and there's nobody...
Like, dying. You start looking like The Walking Dead.
Subway Club. So, Yeah, so I called Ashley. She was cool with it. And so I got us two 128s.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's tripping me out. Mm-hmm. Like, especially today when I started using the iPad again. Because the button on the button right here is how you turn it off and on.
Okay.
And first of all, that took forever to get used to. Right?
I can imagine. Yeah.
But now I pulled the iPad out, and when I went to close it, I hit the button on the side, which is the volume button on the iPad. So I'm like, dang it. I do like the Touch ID though.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Have you programmed all your fingers into it now, or just your thumbs?
I just did the thumbs.
Okay.
Which was funny because I only did this thumb, and then the first time I got in the car, I had it in the other hand, and I was like, why isn't it working? Why is it not working? Oh, I have wrong thumb. So, and you remember that time I joked about like being able to pay for stuff at Subway?
NFC, yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be able to do it.
Okay.
Because tomorrow the new 8.1 software drops that enables the NFC chip in it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Very neat. You'll just have to come in and try it one time.
Yeah. So probably not tomorrow, but maybe later.
Yeah.
So sometime this week, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it
out. So now which internal program do you use for your payment?
I don't even know.
I don't even know
how it worked.
Okay.
Okay. So what happens is the passbook, the thing that like keeps all like your cards and stuff, like your loyalty cards.
Okay.
And like you can also store like Fandango tickets and stuff in there. You'll load a credit card into that and it'll store it as a card.
Okay.
And then whenever it's near, it'll be like touch ID in order to pay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go boop and it
okay, gotcha.
Uses that card.
Because the Android phones, you have to either use Google Wallet.
Yeah.
Or the what used to be called the ISIS mobile wallet.
Yeah.
But then with all that shenanigans going on in the Middle East, they had to change it. So now I think they're soft card.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's like they had to use those programs to load your cards in.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I don't even know because I hadn't looked into it that much because I didn't have a 6. But now I do. So I was like, hey,
I didn't even buy
it for that factor. I just last week, if you just tuning in, my 5 stopped working or started dropping calls and stuff. So I was really wanting a new phone.
Stopped dropping calls, stopped sliding to unlock.
Yeah. Yeah, and it pulled that crap on me again while I was trying to like trade it in.
Oh.
And I was like, oh God. And I was like, and then so I just like play it off. I'm like, I just need to restart the phone. Ever since the new update, it's gotten kind of weird.
Ha ha, suckers.
Yeah. So, what about you, Philip? What have you been up to?
I've been obsessing over Star Trek Online. Imagine that.
Woo! Oh, that's right. The new
expansion dropped on Tuesday.
Delta Rising.
Oh, man. And you would not, but actually, you might believe the forums and the web groups and the Facebook groups, and everyone is flipping out. Oh, no, it's too hard. I can't. Oh, no.
It's too hard.
And then,
that's because the thing was on like easy mode before.
Well, I still play on easy mode. And even some of the missions, I was playing some missions today where I'm sitting there, I'm fighting, I'm activating abilities. All of a sudden, I'm at 6% hull. I'm just like, what it? So, because the Xbox gamepad, in one of their updates, somehow it got glitchy. It no longer banks to turn my ship.
Okay.
It activates rudder pedals and just turns on a level keel. And I'm like, I can't deal with that because it actually slows down my turning time.
Right.
Like adds 4 seconds. So I've been playing on the keyboard. I have evasive maneuvers is number 9. So I was like, number 9! Got the hell out of Dodge and just like waited. I recalled because I run the multi-vector advanced escort.
Yep.
So I recalled my pets. We formed back into one ship. I heal my hull, heal my shields, wait for some cooldowns to expire, turn my pets back on, so I split into 3 parts, and then go back into battle. It's like, all right, let's try this now, because I don't know how, I just wasn't paying attention, and had a torpedo up my tubes.
I get it, he's joking.
He's joking.
So what's the big story behind this?
The big story behind this, it's 32 years later.
From Voyager,
yes. Star Trek Online, it started out 4 years ago in 2409 wasn't until just recently that we progressed into 2410.
Right.
So it took us like 3.5 years to get to another one year later in the game. So it's 32 years since Voyager's been in the Delta Quadrant, and now we're going through. We made some allies. We still have some enemies here in the Delta Quadrant. And
it opens up the Delta Quadrant in the game.
Yep. Opens up 6 sectors, 2 sector blocks of the Delta Quadrant. Upgrade. We can now go from Mark 12 items to Mark 14 items.
Right.
They've introduced this entire upgrade system that everyone's pissed off about. It's just because they haven't learned how to use it. They don't know what they're doing.
Oh.
There's a one of the groups I'm with on Facebook, really good guy. He's basically put out little tutorials and screen grabs of stuff.
I think it's appropriate to play this.
There you go. Yeah. You can upgrade existing equipment. The bulk of all the stuff in the game is upgradable.
Right.
So you can sit there and I can take my Mark II white dual beam bank, and I can upgrade that all the way up to gold border epic Mark 14.
Gotcha.
So he does. He goes through.
But why is that? So why are people complaining about that?
Because they don't know how to use it.
Oh.
And they're just mad that they you have like little schools you have to go through. You have to put in a little bit of effort. It's like the duty officer missions. You got to put in some effort. You got to go through and...
Reminds me of how, like, you could upgrade your duty officers.
Yep.
Like, you start out with, like, a bunch of white duty officers.
And you slowly get greens and blues.
By white, I don't mean color of their skin.
Right. Commons and uncommons and rares. And
like, you use 5 of them to get 1 uncommon duty officer. And, yeah.
Yeah, so this is... You have to upgrade the your schools of research and development. And people are... They're just... No one reads the tutorials. Like, this was
Go
all
figure.
In the this was all in the patch notes. This was all in the developer blogs. This is all everywhere. The information's out there. You don't read it, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
Like, the people who are dying, well, sometimes you watch these people play, and they call them rainbow boats.
Okay.
Because they try to do, like, all beam arrays on a cruiser, so they've got that slow turn rate. They can keep everything in one spot. But they're using 6 different damage types.
Oh,
and that was.
See, I did it with mine. I had the turrets, but I made them all antimatter turrets. So you had just the red,
the anti protons all over the place. Yeah,
anti proton. That's right.
And that's one of the big things. Way back when we were running streams online, we'd read stuff and it's like, whatever you do, pick a damage type.
And stick with it.
Stick with it and upgrade that damage type. And people don't do that. So everyone in the groups I'm listening to is they're going to be like, we're going to get some patches later down the road where the difficulty is just going to be dropped down to nothing because all these people are whining and complaining because they're playing wrong. And yeah, I get it. You're supposed to sit there and have fun, but there's
got to be a challenge or otherwise you get bored in like a week.
There's got to be a challenge, but there's also got to be a way to play.
Right.
Like, you know, Munchkin, that's a fun game to play. We love playing that. There's a specific way you have to play.
Right.
Magic, it's a fun game. There's a specific way you have to play.
Right. Or there has to be some sort of challenge, or otherwise you're like, this is boring.
Yeah.
Let's play something else. By the way, I'm going to apologize if you hear a bunch of random sounds in our mics. We've got these nice new mic stands. All right, now I'm hearing stuff. Stop exercising your mic stand.
You gotta.
By the way, isn't this awesome?
This is pretty. Could this be like the episode thumbnail or something?
Just probably. Nice. Yeah. So, I think I mentioned it on the show that I found these nice extendable lamps at IKEA. They were like $8, and we managed to cut all the lamps and the cords off of it. And today me and Ashley turned them into mic stands by just attaching the mics to the tip, and then Now we got like $8 boom stands.
Sweet.
Which when they like the cheapest you can get them online is like $30, $40.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it just means there's a lot of like us wanting to play with the stand.
How much did you destroy those lamp heads?
Are you talking about, what do you mean?
What we can do is we can be like those people. Okay, we're going to get those we'll get some really cheap umbrellas and paint the inside reflective silver. And then we can mount it in there. We could have like lighting, like studio lighting behind us and everything.
That, if we the decide heads are to, right over there.
Okay.
I don't know. That
the
might
cord's
be bit,
still attached?
No, I killed the cords.
Oh, they're destroyed.
Like, I had to cut them to get, because they're wired through the metal channels here. So I had to cut them to pull them out.
Oh.
That was the only way to get the head and the cord off of it.
Okay.
Yeah, they were like routed through this one and then routed down through here. Or through this other one.
Through the metal. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. There's.
It was a pain in the butt because they were like stuck in there. I was like, oh, this is clearly designed yeah,
not
to be
to come out.
Not to be removed. Oh, well, I did it anyways.
There you go. That's right. What I still need to do.
We can do it before and we can do it again.
So I follow Garrett Wang on Twitter.
Yep.
Excuse me, Wong. Garrett Wong.
Yep.
It's not Wang.
Ensign
Kim. I follow Ensign Kim on Twitter. And there was a mission where I had to go to the ops console, which is where his duty station was on the bridge.
Yep.
I need to take a screen grab of that and just be like, hey, touching all your stuff.
Touching all your stuff. Touching all your stuff. Oh, man. What else has been going on this week?
Nuh-uh. I did that cool photo scavenger hunt yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ran around the county, had to do 10, take 10 pictures.
Taking pictures of
stuff.
We were
so close. We're so close.
To getting everything or
to
winning?
To getting 100%. We would have tied. But one of our
what
assignments...
What couldn't you get? Was there like a time limit?
No, there's no... 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. We were done in 3.
So what couldn't you get?
We the very first one was get a photo of a member of your team handcuffed to a police officer.
Ooh.
Well, as we were leaving our starting location... we make a right turn on the road and we drive by a guy mowing his lawn. And one of my team members goes, hey, I know that guy. His kids are cops. Let's stop by real quick. I was like, all right, we'll stop. Let's go get this other picture real first because that'll take 2 minutes and bam, we'll come back and talk to him. So we went and talked to him. We're like, hey, can we call up one of his kids? And we arrange a meeting place to do this, get the picture taken. Cop only had 3 pairs of handcuffs.
Oh. I thought you said it had to be a member of the team.
Yes. Extra points for each additional member of your team handcuffed to the police officer.
Oh.
Yes. So, and we even had some other friends that we knew. They came up and they were just watching us be, they're like, is this really happening? Okay, this is kind of cool. If we could have had another pair of handcuffs and them take the picture, we would have tied for first place.
Nice. Ugh. So you should have just gone to the sheriff's office.
Because after we were talking to the cop, we were like, yeah, you go to the sheriff's office, they're not going to do it. There's too many cameras around. People are going to be, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could see that.
Yeah, it's weird. But this
next
officer.
Next thing you know, it's on YouTube.
Exactly. Like this officer, and that was his thing. He was like, this picture will not show up on Facebook. It wasn't a, hey, please don't do it. It wasn't a request. It was a, this picture will not show up on Facebook. And we were like,
get there.
Yes, officer. But the officer, his job is like the community assistance type stuff. I don't, so he is like, that's what I kind of consider this. That was kind of cool. And then as we're getting uncuffed from him, another team pulls up. They had the same assignment. And we were like, hey, it's another team. And the officer goes, well, they're out of luck. I'm off duty.
Oh, that's great.
We were like, yes, got it in time. We had one of our assignments was to go to a laundromat and help a stranger fold their laundry.
Aw.
Bonus points if underwear in the picture.
Oh, God.
And we went to the 2 laundromats we knew of in town, and the one lady was actually, she was done with her laundry.
Right.
And, like, her son came and was picked, like, they were putting it in there, like, can we maybe just, like, unfold a couple of shirts and fold them back up? She's like, we gotta go, I'm sorry. I'm like, all right, thanks. That sucks. So we had to... We
sit around and wait for somebody else to show up.
No, we went and found some clean laundry.
Yeah,
and then we went found clean laundry.
Oh, clean laundry. That's it.
We went and found some clean laundry, and then went back to the laundromat and unfolded it, and folding it, and there was underwear in the picture.
Wait, so you like bought some clothes?
No, no.
Where did you find the clean laundry at?
One of our houses.
Oh, so you went home, grabbed laundry. That doesn't. It missed the point of the. You cheaters. A bunch of cheaters.
There was
hoodlums.
Because we went to the laundromat in St. Mary's Square, empty.
Okay.
None of the machines are running. No, nothing's going on.
Okay.
We go to the other laundromat on Great Mills Road. That lady was already done. So I was like,
and there's a laundromat up in the Wildwood Shopping Center?
I don't know. We didn't feel like going that far.
Wow. Bunch of cheaters.
But using our resources to our advantage.
No, that sounds like manipulation.
That's not manipulation.
It said, help a stranger fold their laundry. You folded your own laundry.
Hang on. Did it say help a stranger?
Well, that's what you
said. That is what I said, that is but what I could you have said been I could have been misquoting. I don't know.
Okay.
But whatever. We didn't get first place anyway, so it's not like it affected our score that much.
Busted. I'm sending everyone that was in that thing this file.
Go ahead.
And I'd just be like, look at these cheaters.
We also used our resources to our advantage. We had to take a picture in a doghouse, which we couldn't exactly find. Phillip's a dirty cheater. Dirty, rotten cheater.
Yeah, that's right. You get two words.
All
right. Totally the title of this episode. Hey. Phillip's dirty, rotten cheater.
I'll buy it.
How much?
Huh? we had to take a picture inside a doghouse. Bonus points with the dog. So we were like, hey, Nevil, why don't we just go back to the house and grab the dog and then take her with us? So we're trying to find a legit doghouse. When I called you guys, I'm like, do you know of anyone who still has a dog house? No one on anyone's contact list still knew. So it was like, all right, hey, why don't we just go to like Lowe's or Petco or something?
No.
Because you did not initiate that train of thought. That train of thought was already in the car. Then,
I was about to say, because I'm pretty sure I said, hey, my wife said, why don't they go to Lowe's?
That train of thought was already in the car when we couldn't find one. And then my phone rings and it's Ashley. Hey, what's up? Why don't you guys just go to Lowe's or Petco or something? Yeah, we're doing that. Oh, okay.
I was about to say.
I was going to give credit where credit was due, but it was...
Sure. Sure.
We need cameras.
Phillip's a dirty, rotten cheater and liar. Oh, my
Oops.
God. Yeah, I'm typing
in the wrong spot.
Whatever. It's all right. You'll get your comeuppance here in a second when we move on to other stuff.
Yes. He's going to cheat with the monster manual.
All right. Yeah, let's jump into that.
Let's jump into the monster manual.
So... we are going to jump into our next segment, which is our Monster Manual Mad Libs.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
What?
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No.
So it's a tiny creature. It's a rat.
Oh, you're talking about the creature.
Yes.
Yes, it's bigger than a bread box.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Whose bread box?
All right, now. Come on, now. This is a section. We're utilizing the awesomeness that is the 5th edition Monster Manual from D&D. I have taken a small description write-up from it. Stripped out all the important words, and Phillip's going to create a nice little Mad Lab, and then have to guess what the original creature was.
It's a blob of jello.
Now, this time, I will tell you, I did not strip out as many words.
Okay.
To try and leave you some more clues.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's going to help you.
Because some of these monsters are just...
All right, you ready?
Blob of jello.
So this creature... I got to actually get your... I need an adjective first.
Adjective. Purple.
I need a noun.
Noun. Zombie.
I need a verb.
Shoot.
I need another verb.
Cheat.
Adjective.
Dirty.
Plural noun.
Plural noun. Automobiles.
Plural noun.
Knives.
Verb.
Jet.
I need a color.
A color. Chartreuse.
I don't even know how to spell that. F-I-S-dicated. Did I ever tell you that story?
No. Sophisticated?
Yeah, sophisticated. Actual legit story. I walked into school back when I was in high school, and I heard a couple people talking, And then one first person goes, man, I'm fisticated. And the next person goes, you can't even spell that. And he goes, sure I can. F-I-S-ticated. So I need a color that I can spell.
Mother of pearl.
I'm going to choose mac and cheese.
That's a good color.
It's a Crayola crayon, so it's a color.
It's a color. Do you remember that commercial?
What?
Way back in the day, the teacher is sitting there. What color's the sky? In the classroom, blue. What color's the grass?
Oh, what color are my teeth?
What color are my teeth? Off-white. Eku. Stucco. Mother of pearl.
Yes, I remember. I need a noun.
Noun. Teeth.
Verb?
Verb. Drink.
Ooh. I need a noun.
A noun. Card.
No, I need a different one.
Need a different one? Ah!
No, it's just that's going to be lame. You
that's
going
to be lame? Oh, okay. I need, some, need something epic?
Yeah. I have veto power here.
You do have veto power. I was going to use a scientific term for a portion of the anatomy.
Okay, but
let's not do that. Monitor.
No.
Not j-
I'm sorry.
Pants.
That will work.
All right.
All right, are you ready?
I was going to say, the law of probability states that at some point through all these Mad Libs, I might put the proper word in the proper spot that leads to...
True.
Yeah.
But then you forget I got veto power where
exactly.
I can be like, nope.
Like, no. Okay.
So this creature's roar is a purple battle cry that most civilized zombies shoot. Cheated into the dirty realm by demonic automobiles, these creatures are savage knives and carnivores that jet for the hunt. Their brown or mac and cheese fur is stained with the teeth of fallen foes, and they drink the stench of pants. That was probably one of the best ones we've
done. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I'm going to say drenched in the blood of their foes. Is that how that sentence goes?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, you're not going to tell me. Jackass. You said fur. I want to say kobold, but kobolds don't have fur. They're more, okay. They're more scaly. Or
I will give you a hint
skin.
That this is a character that is very, or not, I won't say common, but definitely... Not unique to D&D. Like, you will see it in other things like Greek mythology and such.
Okay, gotcha.
It was actually... it was also in a Batman the Animated Series. But it wasn't an actual... It was like a statue. But it's centered around the episode. But that's probably not going to help you at all.
Oh, no. I was going to say, like, gargoyles, but that's... They don't really have fur. They're more just leathery, batty skin, too.
That's not...
They have a battle cry, which I'm going to say civilized fear.
Okay.
Battle cry. Battle cry. They're brown or probably black, not mac and cheese. Or dark.
You're actually like pretty good at guessing this so far.
Dark fur is drenched in the blood of their enemies, which that's just a typical Thursday night for me.
Cheated into the dirty realm by demonic automobiles.
Yeah, maybe
these creatures are savage knives and carnivores that jet for the hunt.
Probably tricked, because cheated would work. Well, I don't know, maybe. Or excommunicated or thrown, dismissed. Where's that word I'm looking for? The demonic realm. Not orcs. I have fur. Not Torin, because that's... Wow. Maybe...
Give up yet?
Are they bipedal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They are bipedal?
Yes.
All right. So... Are they hooved creatures?
Maybe.
I'm going to say some type of like... No, not imp. Imp is the wrong word. But it's Phil from Hercules. Not a satyr? Not a satyr. Was he a satyr? He was. Phil was a satyr.
I don't know.
But he was he was like half man, half goat.
You're close. You're very close.
Because you said Greek mythology, so I'm going with like satyrs.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
It was a minotaur.
Minotaur!
By the way,
I was there, and that was the guy. Yep. I was like, because like the damn maze.
Yep.
And, ah!
From Batman?
No, not from Batman.
That's what I'm thinking about, but there was the Minotaur's maze was in the Batman animated series thing. It was the...
I'm thinking of the actual, like, the...
In the Greek mythology?
Yeah, they had to sacrifice children to the Minotaur's maze.
Oh.
For that king's... And then they killed the Minotaur.
Because there was a whole Batman episode about a maze with, like, a Minotaur in it. And that was the one... I don't know if you remember that... where it had, like, the flying hand... That would, like, when Batman answered the question wrong, it, like, picked him up. And then Batman had, the little computer on his wrist. And he reprogrammed the hand to just basically take them to the end of the maze.
Oh, cool.
It was a Riddler thing.
Okay. It just reminded me of episodes or some of the Zelda dungeons where the hand would just trap you into the wall.
I own it. We could go watch it after.
Hey, all right.
No, we have to watch Walking Dead. Your wife might shoot us.
That's true. She would.
We only have an hour. Hey, you know, we still haven't finished that freaking Green Lantern movie.
Oh, yeah.
How many years that's been?
Since the movie came out, what was it, 2011?
Since the projector was still... No, the projector is still facing there, but since there was still a couch there...
Yeah, I know, right?
Pointed the proper direction?
Oh, my God. No, so it had to have been... Well, no, I had it. You gave it to me in 2011. Didn't watch it until like a year later after we had moved into the house.
It was a present. It was some...
And we never finished
it. Christmas, I don't know. We started watching it. They were telling the stories. I think we got to the part after Kilowog... Or he kept calling everyone Poozer.
Oh, yeah.
We found out how that happened. Poozer.
That's I feel bad.
Poozers.
Yeah, I feel terrible. Not too terrible, but terrible. Terrible. I feel terrible.
That's terrible, man.
Terrible.
Terrible, terrible.
All right, you ready to finish this up?
Let's finish this up.
With letter from a douchebag editor.
Yay!
So... this part of the show is where I take an old 90s comic book. Today we have The Avengers, number 219. And it's a mid-90s. It's somewhere in the 90s comic. I flip to the back. It's the only part I care about. To the letters to the editor page. I find okay, because like most of these are very... Stop messing with the springs. Enough, you. Avast ye.
You vagabond.
I find a decent letter, which this time doesn't, and then we make a riff on it.
Lone Ranger Western Town.
Oh, nice. It's like an action figure set.
Oh, cool.
Phillip's looking at the back of the comic.
Yeah.
Says it's free. You think we could still get it?
Let's try.
So, dear Marvel, Avengers number 215 was really interesting. You guys gave a great profile on Tigra and displayed well some of the problems her unique powers entail. I actually agree with the bank guard. Tiger should have worn a little more into the bank. And you brought in the Silver Surfer. But why the heck did you kill Captain America, Thor, the Surfer, and Iron Man? They're truly gone. You guys are in a heap of trouble. There's no way that Tiger could survive this alone. Doug Chappell. By the way, every single one of these was almost the exact same thing. This was like, made it hard.
Why did you kill Silver Surfer?
Yeah, or why did you kill all these people? Tiger is awesome.
Oh.
I don't even remember who Tiger is.
Say she needs to wear more while going into the bank?
Yeah.
First of all, what are you, gay? That's all I got. That's all I got.
Really? All of that?
Okay.
I was leaning more towards the... Yeah.
Secondly, so we killed some people off. Chill out, man. Have you seen how many times we've killed these people off?
I know.
They won't die.
Have you ever read... I'm sorry, bro. Do you even comic book?
Do you even know how to comic book right now?
Okay. Are you new to comic books?
It must be new. I don't know. Such a noob.
Look, we're going to kill these guys off. We're going to leave them dead for, on the early side, one issue. On the late side, maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back. They always come back.
From looking at the corner of the front of the comic, it looks like they already came back because all four heads are in the top.
Oh, yeah, that's right. On the front of the cover, they're back.
They come back in 219. Shut your trap, all right? Jesus.
Or if before then, some point before then.
If we wanted your opinion, we'll give it to you.
If we wanted your opinion, we'd hire you as a writer.
Exactly. And then we'd fire you because you're too opinionated. We need yes men.
There's no way that Tiger could survive this alone. So what? Girl can't rely on herself. Girl's not strong enough to defeat, you know, just exactly. Because the men couldn't do it. The women. Whoa.
Have you ever, do you even Lord of the Rings? Okay. Come on now.
That's sexist right there.
How is that sexist?
No, I'm saying like his comment.
Oh, he's sexist. All right. Yes. They call me sexist. Like, bro, I.
Bro. Bro.
Hate everybody equally. Okay. I'm not sexist. I'm not racist. I hate all of you. Okay. I'm going to bust out like in Half Baked. You're cool. I quit.
Oh, jeez.
I got to say that from Lord of the Rings, that is pretty intense.
Wait, which one?
With the Witch King right there. It's like, no man shall ever kill me. All that long flowing blonde hair. I am no man.
Oh, yeah.
Stabs right in his ethereal face. And then that shockwave pops out. Can I just say, can that happen to me when I die? Like, if I'm in an epic battle and I get stabbed in the face, can I have some sort of like mystical energy shockwave?
No, I'm gonna go down? We're gonna go total Buffy. When we kill you, just go drive a stake and you're just gonna disintegrate into dust.
That sucks.
It'll save on cremation
costs.
You'll already be dust.
Can I pull a spike and have my death mean something?
Shut up! I didn't hear this! I didn't hear that.
Chris, Soylent Green is people!
Oh, wait, this doesn't help. Holding the microphone things closer to my head does not actually block the sound.
Yeah, that happens. But it means something.
Whatever. She should have been with Angel anyways.
It was a noble sacrifice.
I'm totally a Buffy Angel person.
You're a Buffy Angel person?
Yeah. Whatever. I saw the pilot episode again for like the first time earlier. Or yesterday we just turned the channels and it was on. I was like, wow. I still haven't finished the show.
I saw the actress who played Harmony. She was in a certain publication.
What publication would that be, Philip?
A rather scantily clad publication.
Oh, that you only get for the articles.
It's only for the articles. Very good articles, okay? You want to know about, less weight and more reps? Yeah, those articles are in there.
Wait, that just happened. That's the sound. I can make a dirty crack, but I'm not going to.
Oh, that's right. That'll be in our... Do you save the cuttings from these episodes?
No, but I do save the original before.
You do
I
have the originals?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, we need to go through and find like a behind the scenes on all the audio.
No, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear our shenanigans before the shows?
Some people do. Not a whole lot.
All right.
Most of it's just sitting there like dead silent, and then occasionally somebody will say something. There's usually not a whole lot because I'm usually typing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be funny on the spot.
And hence. Print the damn picture.
Oh, man. I was going to say. You threw me off. I know what I was going to say. Did you see that link I sent you yesterday about the game that I think we should try and play on the show?
Yes.
Doesn't that look awesome?
It does look awesome, but I want the complete pack. $115.
Yeah, I know. So I found this thing. It's called Super Fight, the game.
Yes.
And it's basically Cards Against Humanity's for superheroes. So basically, Philip gets a bunch of one set of cards. There's two decks. Yeah. He gets a couple from those. And he chooses one deck has like people on it. Like one says like George W. Bush or like...
It goes through legit people, and also superheroes from comics. I'll get a card like you said. I'll get the George W. Bush card, and then the other card I have to put down is like a superpower or a super problem that like George W. Bush is
Bush?
George what W. Is? Bush
George W. Bush.
He's
derp, 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 derp. Oh man, I just closed it.
it'll be like George Bush, and his super problem is his home world exploded.
No, I'm trying to... What is it? I had a couple pictures. Maybe I need to do super fight game. I'll do a Google image search.
Not.
Here we go.
When Google finishes my stuff for me. I didn't want super fighters.
So like you could get the doctor, except for he's narcoleptic and wearing one of those cones they put on their pets to keep them from licking themselves. Yeah. So you get a person and you get two descriptors about them. And then the other person does it, and you have to argue about who would win in a fight. And I think that would be perfect for the show.
It would be.
We may have to start off with like just the base pack, though.
Yeah. Well, because they're saying when you pre-order this stuff,
you get an exclusive card.
You get an exclusive card. Yeah, I was like, "What? Okay, we'll split the... we need all six packs. I'm sorry. I'm a completionist. That's what I am.
What was it, like $110?
$110.
Jeez. Well, that's...
But then I went and I did the math on the individual packs. It's $110.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you're saving any money. You're just buying it all at once.
Right. All right, so that's all we got. But yeah, I definitely think that might be a future segment of the show. I think it'll be fun.
Yes. That'll be something to just play at parties, man.
Yeah. Something else instead of... Because everybody's played Cards Against Humanity.
Everybody's played Cards Against Humanity. Everybody...
I think our DM, Chris and Sandy, I think they own the first print of this game.
Oh,
so they came out with the game. It was a Kickstarter. And then it got bought by Skybound, the people that own that print out Walking Dead and Invincible.
Stephen Hawking inside a giant hamster ball shoots laughing gas. A rhinoceros armed with grenades wearing a jetpack.
I think they have the original version of this game, and then now they're coming out with a better printing of it now that they've got like they've been corporatized.
Well, they said because the printings have sold out. I was reading
the original printing. Yes.
Yeah, the original. Like when we first did our first printing of this, it sold out before we even got it in a warehouse.
Well, yeah, because they did Kickstarter, where like they had so many, and then they probably had an additional ones that the people that didn't Kickstart it then ordered.
Yeah, like oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. All right, so I think that's all we got for this week. If you'd like to comment or contribute to the show, make sure you send us an email at feedback@ocdcast.com. You can also talk to us online. I'm Chris the Prof on Twitter. That guy over there that you can't see me pointing at is Philip_OCD. You can also follow us on facebook.com/obsessivecomicsdisorder. The background music you heard in this episode was composed by Andrew Allen and can be found on his CDs Free Play and Smooth Federation. Thanks to him for letting us play them on the show. Make sure that you check out OCDcast.com for other great stuff, including my tabletop gaming podcast, Boards and Swords. That's all we've got for this week. We'll be back next week for other great stuff, some pre-Halloween talk, and some other great things. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's all we got this week. And then because I'm Chris.
I'm Philip.
And we'll see you next time on OCD.